From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Today, we begin a new feature on News and Notes. In fact, we call it Newcomers to News and Notes, and that's exactly what it is. We're highlighting some of the brightest new young voices of journalism, and we're bringing them to you. We begin with the story of one California community where people are actually learning how to talk in an ever-changing work environment. Here's Janae Darden.
Señor el presidente.
Señor el presidente. Three nights a week, students in Inglewood, California bring their dictionaries, notebooks, and eagerness to a tiny community center to learn Spanish. Tonight, there are seven students, all of them African American, most over 40 years old. Postal worker Rochelle Mitchell has been coming since the classes began last summer. The increased number of Latinos in her community is one of the reasons why she signed up.
I just want to know basically how to speak it, but I also want to know what they're saying. I want to know if they're talking about me and what they're talking about.
But what also keeps Rochelle and her classmates engaged is the course's Afrocentric angle.
You have to have a connection.
Idris Aziz is the instructor. He speaks Spanish, French, and Arabic. But he says some Black people reject learning a foreign language because they don't realize the bigger connection.
It piques an interest to know that there are people in other countries that run those countries and they look like Uncle Willie, but for the fact that they just don't speak the language.
So Aziz keeps students interested by showing there's a Black presence in Latin American culture, like when he gives a mini history lesson on a major Los Angeles street, Pico Boulevard.
This guy was a governor. Pico. And he was what they call a mestizo, which means he was of mixed race. I'm just telling you, it's just the history.
40% of California households speak more than one language, and that becomes more evident in the workplace. Educator Carlos McGee saw a need for Blacks to learn Spanish and hired Mr. Aziz to help launch the class through her literary program, Chocolate Keepsake.
We were not put here to be separated in the way in which many of us have operated over the years. And Spanish is one of those places where I see we can bridge the divide.
The need for bilingual workers is becoming more common, but Rochelle Mitchell isn't complaining. She practices her Spanish with coworkers.
They're the majority, so we might as well just get with the program. And I feel like the world is changing, so you have to change with it.
Carlos McGee and Idris Aziz hope to expand the Afrocentric Spanish class, which already has a growing wait list. For NPR News, I'm Janae Darden in Los Angeles.